Last time on Ghost Detective.
Who the hell is Darren Dietz?
He's one of the people who wants my job. He's a prime suspect.
Oh, he's so fucking done.
She's the CEO who was almost assassinated. He's the one who ended up dying.
Whoa, I'm a ghost now.
Together, they're trying to get justice in. Ghost Detective.
How are we gonna find Darren's house? You had one job, Doug.
I'm sorry, I tried my best. Wait, could it be that one?
Which one?
The massive house with the Texas flag, mechanical bull, mailbox with the cowboy hat, and the irrigated lawn.
And the Beamer with the Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker? That's him. BRB. Dougie?
Heya, babe.
Aw, I miss you. I wish you weren't dead and a ghost.
Me too, honey. You know,
but we got shit to do. Darren is always on his seedy little personal computer on the job, and God only knows what he could be plotting on there. I have to go in and get it.
Whoa, what? You can't go in there. He's from Texas. That's a stand-your-ground state.
I have to go in. Unless you can carry the laptop out of the house in your ghost hands.
I can carry stuff. Look, watch that empty beer bottle by the curb there. Watch.
I'm watching. Ghost Doug sucks!
Okay, I guess I can't hold things, but I have to protect you some way. This guy literally tried to have you killed yesterday.
Listen, I'm going in there whether you like it or not.
Fine. Let me at least guide you safely through the house. Ghostly surveillance.
Texas.
He's upstairs gaming. Let's go.
I'll look down here, and you keep an eye on the sleazeball.
Gotcha.
All right, let's snoop this guy. Ow! Fuck! Everything really is bigger in Texas. How does he walk around in here? The kitchen. Got any snacks?
He's getting an RC Cola. Hide.
What? Okay, I'll hide in the pantry.
No, Benny. This is gonna make us rich! We're gonna be the ones on top for once. Dude, I know my KD was asked that round. Shut your goddamn mouth. Oh, hey, Mark. You're not gonna believe what fucking happened. No, dude, nobody's gonna find out. Dude, Laura isn't even in the office these days. She's grieving her dumb husband. Yeah, I'm gonna grab a stack real quick.
He's heading right for you.
Oh, shit. All right, heading up now.
Oh, my God.
That was close. He's definitely behind this.
Agreed. So we can leave now, right?
You can't just leave, Doug. We need proof.
But the laptop's in his office. He'll be gaming in there forever.
Why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Because it's not worth it. You're gonna get yourself killed. Can't we just report him to the police?
No, we're getting proof. Tonight. You need to knock something over up there.
What?
Get him out of his office again.
Me? We've already established I can't even touch anything. Are you mocking me?
Listen to me. You can do this. I believe in you. You said you'd help me with your ghostly powers. Just try your best.
Okay, I'll try my best.
I love you, Dougie.
I love you too. Wait for my signal.
Come on, Doug, you got this.
Oh, dude, that was the worst kill I've ever seen. What the fuck was that?
Yes! Alright, up we go.
No!
Got it! Perfect! And of course his password is on a sticky note. Let's go.
Granny got it for me at the antique.
You with me, Doug?
Right here.
Oh, Granny, I'm sorry. That was all I had.
Hell yeah! We killed it! I got the laptop!
His poor grandma. Are we monsters?
Are you out of your mind? This guy killed you!
Oh shit, yeah, actually I'm fine with it.
Great. Let's see what's inside this thing. Okay, it's all poker.
What? Poker?
It's literally 100 tabs of poker, all on the same website.
Oh shit, I heard about this on NPR. Criminals use Smurf accounts to manipulate games and break the system. He's a dirty cheater.
But nothing about trying to kill me or you or anyone else. I guess this is what he was trying to hide all this time.
Damn. It wasn't even him. That sucks. Just when I was starting to feel better about destroying his grandma's bowl.
Oh, whatever. Dude's a greasy dick. You did a good thing by knocking over that bowl. And hey, you can touch things again. Touch me, Dougie. Let me feel your loving embrace once again.
I didn't knock the bowl over. Didn't you do that?
What? I didn't knock anything over.
I thought you took things into your own hands. I just kept phasing through his expensive vase and focusing on my love for you. I couldn't move it at all.
Well, if it wasn't you and it wasn't me... Oh, shit!
Holy fuck.
What was that?
It came from Darren's house.
Holy fuck!
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Laura and Doug GTFO and search for the true malefactor. Next time on... Ghost Detective.